Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields the ball and throws to Rochelle covering. Safe. Valentine moves to second. Dell Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Valentine moves to third. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foote hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Mitterwald moves to second. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Munday. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rochelle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Rochelle moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rochelle moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rochelle scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Wallace moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foote has Wallace trapped. The throw from Foote to Parrish and back to Foote, who tags Wallace out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rochelle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rochelle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Rochelle moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Jose Morales now playing first base. Earl Williams now catching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Sparing pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparing moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish has Sparing trapped. There's the throw to Williams and back to Parrish, who tags Sparing for the out. Morales moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is walked intentionally. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Monday. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Unser reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Unser moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Jerry White pinch runs for Earl Williams. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. White moves to second. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Foley moves to second. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Dale Murray. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Jerry White now playing left field. Del Unser now playing right field. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Gary Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Monday is 0-for-4 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace is hit by the pitch. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Dell Unser. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Rosello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-5 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Joe Carrigan. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Parrish moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Mackinnon moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires to first and picks off Valentine. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.